Abdul Hussein and his family came to Carborough in July. Hussein grew up in Burma. He says when he was 13, the local government made false allegations against him, forcing him to flee his homeland. Hussein says this happens to many minorities in Burma. He lived in Malaysia for many years before finally being granted asylum in the United States. The first thing he did after arriving was look for something familiar. As a Muslim, he wanted to find a mosque.
For the first 3 days when I came here, I just walked the streets. I wanted to find a mosque and meet other Muslims.
There is no mosque in Carborough, and Hussein worried that he would not find the solace of his own culture and religion in a new country. But soon after that, he was connected with Salima B, another Muslim refugee from Burma.
Before I came here, I felt overwhelmingly anxious and helpless. I was afraid of how I would survive here. But, thanks to God, I had assistance from others.
B often helps Hussein and his family, sometimes buying groceries and dropping them off. Hussein opens his refrigerator and points out what she recently brought. B has been living in the United States for 8 years. But she knows firsthand the many obstacles new refugee families face. She arrived in Oklahoma City during the frigid winter season. Her caseworker took B and her family to their new apartment on a Friday and did not return until the following Monday. B, her husband, and their two children had to fend for themselves in a completely foreign place.
Oh my God, I'm very upset because my middle child is 6 months old baby, but the heat is not working, too cold. She get a fever or something. I want to go to the clinic, but I don't know how to do. I don't know who can I call. I don't know where can I, somebody help me. I don't know nothing. I'm very, very upset.
B says her experience during those 3 days is the reason she helps out newly arrived families. She moved to Carborough 6 years ago and doesn't want anyone else to go through the same feelings of loneliness and fear.
I am so happy because if I can have something, they might need something. If nobody help, they get a feeling that I help. They don't have a feeling that I am so happy because long time years ago, I am the same feeling too.
B volunteers with an organization called Refugee Community Partnership. My brother, Asif Khan, founded the group to strengthen support networks among refugee families in Chapel Hill and Carborough.
These few refugees who have been living here for a long time complains that they just don't have time. They're always overwhelmed by number of phone calls that they receive from various refugees. And at the same time, they just can't turn them down. So what we are doing is we're just working with them, try to gather them together, try to find better ways of doing it instead of just doing it in a more like one-on-one basis.
Refugee Community Partnership also offers English language education and legal services. For recent arrivals like Abdul Hussein, such help will be welcome. And he keeps an optimistic outlook on the future that lies ahead.
I have faced many struggles and hardships in Burma. But I have hope now. I know here, I will not have to go through or face the struggles that I faced before.
For Hussein and his family, being able to come to the U.S. is an important part of building a better life. But how their transition happens also matters. And that's why people like Salima B are so important. With the Summer Youth Radio Institute, I'm Akib Khan, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Thank you.